Hello?
Jim, you turn Seton Stanford football program around pretty quickly. Are you looking to do that with the San Francisco 49ers as well?
I think everybody that's, whatever position they're in, I mean, we're 6-10 ball club last year. Not looking to go 8-8 next year. You know, we're looking to make the jump, you know, all the way to the Super Bowl, like every other team in the National Football League. You know, just the ways that you can do that, trying to think through it, trying to research it, find out, competitiveness is thinking through it and thinking your way to victory.
Jim, how did you prepare your players for this combine experience and the draft, and now be on the other side of it?
Biggest thing I hope
from this combine.
As far as my players when they're in college getting ready for the combine, I mean, just get themselves in the best possible physical condition that they can get in. Be ready to come in here mentally sharp, mentally alert, and compete. Compete. That's mainly what the things I tried to share with them. Things that we're looking for as a head coach. I mean, it's the opportunity to get knee to knee and eyeball to eyeball with these guys. And some instances it may only be 15 minutes. Other instances it may only be 5 minutes. But that's valuable time. And then also to watch them compete in drills. See how they compete. See what their energy level is. See how they go about their business, evaluate it as much as you possibly can. So, we'll be sitting out there for many hours watching many football players, and combined with what they've done on tape, that's the thing that you go back to and watching the tape and then getting to meet them in person is what you're looking to do.
Jim, your previous experiences here as an assistant coach, what were your specific responsibilities at a combine? What did they ask you to do, and how will you, now that you're overseeing the whole operation, obviously it's vastly different.
Yeah, when I was an assistant, I was, I was a quality control coach, doing a lot of quality control jobs, inputting numbers. I was able to, they evaluate quarterbacks and things like that. So here I'll be here for 6 days evaluating, all the positions, being in the meetings in the 60, getting to actually ask questions and be around these youngsters. Like I said, get knee to knee and eyeball to eyeball with them and see if they can, let them get to know me, let me get to know them.
Coach, speaking of quarterbacks, how much thought have you given in Alex Smith, Troy Smith, during the draft or even free agency or maybe even possibly trade? How much thought have you given the quarterback situation in San Fran?
Well, I mean, definitely not going to talk extensively about that. And this is my first time going through this. I'm certainly not going to make the mistake of tipping our hand what we're going to do. But thinking about it a lot. And like every position on our team, really thinking through how we can upgrade our roster, and the ways that you mentioned are the ways to address the quarterback situation. Guys that are on our roster, there's one quarterback that's on our roster, and that's David Carr. You mentioned Alex Smith; he's an unrestricted free agent, so he has some decisions to make too. And then you evaluate the free agency, you evaluate trade paths. The draft, I mean, those are your only options.
Before you signed with the 49ers, you had a little soap opera with the Dolphins and Mr. Ross. Could you give us your version of what happened there and whether you were offered the job?
No, no, not really.
could you explain, did the Browns ever contact you about interviewing for their coaching things before you joined the 49ers?
No.
Never made any contact.
No.
Just what are some of the complexities of going into this potential?
I'm sorry, could you start again?
Yeah, what are some of the complexities of going into this potential lockout? You haven't been the coach of the team prior to just now. And how is it different than the coaches who've had their team for a couple of years versus you? Can't really talk to guys right now and maybe missing a chunk of the offseason.
Well, I mean, the complexity is, understanding the rules. You know, there's guys that want to work on football, but you know, right now is not a period of time where you can do that. I'm an optimist, you know, and I'm going to look at it that way. That you know, plan it for the off season as if there is going to be no disruption. So you know, scheduling off season workouts, weight workouts, mini camps, etc. Just planning for there to be no interruption. And then if there is, then we'll have to adjust. But you know, everybody will be under the, you know, the same parameters in that regard. So, but you know, I'm optimistic that something can work out.
If there is no lockout, and I know that while you're an optimist, you're also a good enough planner that you know that it might fall the other way as well. How is it different for you who has been with your players before than it is for the coaches who've been there for a couple years now?
Well, you know, you could say that maybe. You know, it's a disadvantage for us. You know, we haven't given our players any kind of a playbook, or they don't know what our schemes are. But you know, it's up to us to adjust, to overcome any and all obstacles that are out there, and we'll think through it and come up with the plan.
Have there been things that you've said to your players right now while you are able to prepare them for the possibility of a lockout or stoppage, where you can possibly try to keep some continuity, or is there anything that you can do right now?
No, there really isn't. You know, in terms of this is a time where you know, you can't require players to come in, and you know, we don't want to get into, you know, anything that you know, isn't legal to do. So you know, the things we can't control right now are you know, putting our staff together, which we've done. You know, meeting, installing our schemes offensively, defensively, special teams, looking at the free agents, preparing for the draft. So, you know, that's what we can do, and that's what we're working on.
Coach, how has the transition been from you from college to making that jump into the NFL? And also, have you seen a big difference in the two so far?
Well, I mean, I'm going through that transition right now. And, you know, to me, football is football. I'm going to and we're going to do the things that we believe in. You know, there'll be adjustments, but we'll go through them and figure them out. And it's, you know, the path to winning is thinking through things and you know, coming up with a plan. You have to have a plan, but I think it's also important to have a feel for what you're doing as well.
Is there a benefit to being a former player now coaching in the league at all?
Is there a benefit to being a former player now coaching the league? I sure hope so. You know, I think in every coach, they lean back on their playing experience. You know, when they're teaching, when they're explaining things. But you know, it's definitely not playing experience. You know, isn't the critical factor? It's being able to teach, to communicate, to, you know, to have a plan, have the conviction to stick with that plan, and again to have a feel for you know, when to change that plan.
Already being in the Bay Area, how familiar were you with the current 49ers players?
Well, I mean, I kind of looked through the keyhole, being right there and seeing some of their games, and understood that it, you know, is a talented football team. I mean, there's guys that are marquee players, the guys that have experience who've been there before, and you know, I'm extremely excited to work with our football team to see how we can make that jump.
Let's get your impressions of this quarterback group combine as being a former quarterback.
I mean, quarterback position is a critical position. Quarterback handles the ball, as you know, on every single offensive snap. So, you know, it's important to get that evaluation right. And that's, you know, I feel like my job right now is to, you know, give the best possible evaluation.
Georgia tackle Clint Bowling at podium C.
As I possibly can. So studying them on tape, seeing what their production was in college, and then as we go through this process, getting a chance to meet them, understand, you know, do they love football? Do they like to work at the game? You know, how much do they understand the game? Will they be a fit for our team? I mean, that's those are all critical evaluations.
Your impressions of the group. May I ask you whether the Browns contacted you? I might have misspoke. Did they contact your agent? And did you say, no, I'm not interested, anything like that?
No.
They didn't?
No. No, still no.
You had to ask you about the relationship you have with the University of Michigan now. Has it been, has anything changed since your decision to coach in the NFL as opposed to maybe taking that job in Michigan?
No, I have great love for Michigan. I look at Michigan, that was my university. Stanford was my university too. You know, both those universities I consider my university, and both would have been great options, you know. But you know, ultimately it was on the level of competing at the highest level, even playing field that the National Football League is, and that's a challenge and a competitive situation that I willingly accepted, and I've had no second thoughts about the decision. I'm extremely enthusiastic, and I walk through the doors of the San Francisco facility every single day, and if you've ever walked through those doors, you walk through and you're staring at five Lombardi trophies and pictures on the wall of the great players and the great coaches, and you understand that the legacy that Bill Walsh created, George Seifert created, the bar is set high, and where else would you want it set? So that's the kind of stuff that gets me fired up every day.
You'll be coaching against Pete Carroll again. I'm wondering about your history with him, and there's been a lot made of conversation on the field afterwards. Is there hostility between the two of you, or how would you describe your relationship?
No, professional. No hostility, competitive. We coached against each other in college, and I anticipate that it'll be competitive as we go forward, playing each other twice a year. But genuine respect and for the job that he does, like all the rest of the coaches in the National Football League, respect but competitive, and you want to be there.
Jim, your brother was asked earlier how much you talked to him coming into this job. How much did you learn
from him? I've learned so much from my brother and my dad, and I talk to them all the time and get their advice, get their input. So my brother has given me a lot of advice. We've never coached together. We've never worked together professionally. Played on some teams, baseball teams, football teams growing up, and hockey teams. But at heart, we've always been on the same team. At least that's the way I feel about it, and that's going to change this year. At least one week when the 49ers play the Baltimore Ravens, and it'll be extremely competitive and must win type of game for the San Francisco 49ers.
Can you tell us a little bit about your relationship with Trent Baalke, and to what extent did you guys know each other before him and Jed really put the press on together?
Yeah. Well, I've been really impressed with Trent Baalke. He's a smart guy. He is a hard worker. There hadn't been too many days, maybe a couple, where I drive my car in the parking lot that his car isn't already there. And we're talking pretty early in the morning. But didn't know him before this process started. Been really impressed. Been leaning on him a lot. There's not a day that goes by that we don't talk. Football, that we don't talk to San Francisco 49ers. We don't think about how we can improve our football team and our situation. So learning a lot from him. I mean, he's taking the lead in terms of the draft and sat in on a lot of those meetings. He's running them. He's extremely good at it. I give my input when I feel it's can be of some value. But really right now just working together, partnership.
Jim, do you feel like you have a head start in this process over a lot of other head coaches because you have coached or coached against so many of the guys that are going to be out there?
No, that's interesting. I don't know if it is an advantage at all or how much of an advantage it is, but coming from college, I do understand and have a fresh understanding of what these youngsters have been through. The last 3, 4, 5 years, where they were 3, 4, 5 years before that, and the things that they've accomplished, the things that they've overcome, how hard they had to work to get to this position that they're in, and some of the tricks that they play and some of the wool that they try to pull over your eyes. So if there is an advantage, we'll see. But I think it's fresh. I'm coming from that background.
And you're talking specifically about the players or just the general process that the players go through?
No, the general process, but also the players, you know, and, you know, just, you know, the things that they've done to put themselves in a position, how hard they had to work, how hard they had to study, things that they had to overcome to get here. So, you know, congratulate them on their success for doing that. Now it's a problem. They're all good. Everybody that's here is good. And now you try to find better and best as you go through this process.
All right. Thank you, guys.